Problems, problems. Here we are. So let's look at problem 3-2 and 3-1, 3-2, which each situation deals with a situation where one of the, well, only the grieved party knows of the grievance and chooses to walk away. So here is example 3-1. Here it involves a broken engagement where the former girlfriend kept the engagement ring and the former fiancé does not ask her to return it. What is the motive? I'm sure you can think of many of these, the motives that one may come up with. How about example 3-2? Now here it concerns two friends who had dinner at an expensive restaurant and one borrowed $30 from the other to pay for her share of the bill. When there was no subsequent effort to repay that $30, the lender chooses not to press her claim. The question is, what motives does the person who lent the money to the borrower have for not for asking? Is it because to preserve the relationship? It could be. So here we are weighing the cost, the benefit versus the action. Here again in these problems, you're asked by the student to develop illustrations where only one party decides not to pursue a grievance and merely walks away. And the examples that you could have thought of that could include would be paying for a small charge of a telephone call that was not made, or not returning a product that does not work properly, not saying anything or to someone who has butted in front of the line, not challenging someone who demonstrates road rage, or paying someone for a service that was less than adequate. And lastly, for another one, is paying a restaurant for a meal that was poorly prepared. Okay? You're being asked by the waiter, how was your dinner? And you know you're not happy with it, you still say, fine.